You are listening to Helper Hound's Noodle Helps Gabriel Say Goodbye, written by Karin Rivadeneira, narrated by Monica Pearson. Chapter 1. My nose worked through the weeds, wildflowers, and tall grasses along the fence. Of all my favorite spots on the campus of North Branch University, the wide lawn, the cafeteria dumpsters, the porch on Old Main, the bean bags outside the library, the welcome fountain, the alley behind our house. This path along the river is my favorite. After all, this is the place where I could play my favorite game. Guess that animal smell. It's a simple game. Try it sometime. Rules go like this. Sniff the dirt, a bush, a tree, a stump, or the fence. Then you match the smell with the ugly mugs of all the animals you know. Then you guess. Match, match. Guess, guess. Badger? No, raccoon. Wait, otter? Could it be? Yes, otter. Since it's a game you play by yourself, you decide who wins. And guess what? I always win. I'm great at sniffing out the creatures that live along the river that runs through campus and the city that we're in. But I also love the spot because of the trees and tree stumps that line the river. The students come here to wander through the trees and to sit on the stumps and chill out, as Andrea calls it. She says they need to breathe some woodland air in the middle of the city as they experience nature and relax. That may be, but when I bump into the students, which is every time I'm out here, I know they come here to see me. Because every time they see me, the students smile and shout my name, Noodle! And though they talk to Andrea, they kneel down and scrub their fingers into my hair and tell me all their troubles, worries, hopes, and about how much they miss their dogs back home. I listen to them. They pet me. It's a win-win. And today proved to be no different. Noodle! I jerked my head up from the base of the pine tree I was sniffing. I was this close to guessing squirrel, Stubby the squirrel to be exact, but that would have to wait. A student was calling me. I looked toward the voice. Nate! He was one of the best students here at North Branch University. I strained at the end of my leash to get to him further up the path. Easy, Noodle, Andrea said. I slowed down at least until Nate said my name again. This time, Nathan said it nice and slowly, like I liked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?